But what is the Word of God?
Let's look at that for a minute. So if the seed is the Word of God, what is the Word of God? Well, the first thing a lot of us think of is the Bible. The tablet or the book, you know, if you're really old school that you're holding in your hand right now. And that's the Word of God, right? We say the Bible is the written Word of God, okay? Not so much because God just supernaturally wrote it. I mean, that's not what we believe. It's not like I'm sitting here writing and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit takes over. Whoa! I just start writing something. God, I don't even know what I'm writing. Well, there it is. It must be God writing through me. But rather that it's the words of God, the words He spoke, but it's also the words of women and men and other people. And God is more like a producer, if you think of that. A music or a movie producer that brings everything together under their direction, under their vision. So somehow we believe and trust that the Holy Spirit guided all of this so that this Bible, these 66 books, are the Word of God because God was the producer that brought it all together. It's the written Word of God, and it contains His Word, and it contains the words of other people. Because sometimes God speaks directly to us. Everything into being that was not. So God began to sing, God began to speak, and power was in that voice. And it was the power that brings forth life, that brings something out of nothing. So the Word of God is written, and the Word of God is spoken, and the spoken Word of God is very powerful. I'd like to read to you some of the words of God from the prophet Isaiah about the power of God's Word. And this is taken from Isaiah chapter 55, verses 10 through 11. The Lord says, as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return to it without watering the earth, making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. The Word of God is powerful. When God speaks, it will happen. It will. It will not return to Him empty. It will not return to Him unproductive. But it will produce exactly everything that God intends for it to produce. So the Word of God is written and the Word of God is spoken. And then we discover that Jesus, when He came, was the Word of God. Because John, when he begins his gospel, he begins with a poem that is intended to invoke the creation poem of Genesis. When John says, in the beginning, and every good Jewish person would immediately think of Genesis. In the beginning, God spoke and created. Some brought forth the heavens and the earth. And John says, in the beginning, that Word was with God. And that Word was God. And that Word became flesh and lived among us. And we saw the glory of the one and only. So then the Word becomes Jesus. And Jesus, in the way He lived His life, is the living Word of God. Amen? So the Word of God is written, the Word of God is spoken, and the Word of God is living. Amen? The Word of God is written, it's spoken, and it's living, and it's everything that Jesus came to do. And what Jesus came to do was bring good news. That's what we call the gospel, that there really is good news, and everything that was written and spoken and lived in Jesus can be summed up in this definition of the gospel, the one that we've shared here before. Let's look at that together. The good news is this: God is restoring and renewing all things through Jesus Christ, who taught us how to live, died for our sins, rose again to give us eternal life, and continually empowers us through the Holy Spirit. That, my friends, is the gospel. Amen. That is the Word of God. The gospel in a nutshell, or a seed shell. That's the gospel. That's the gospel. That is the Word of God in this seed form. And what will that Word become? What will that Word do? Well, we talk about us, the Hartford City Church, being a church plant. And a church plant means that we planted a seed. And that's the seed we planted. The seed we planted was the Word of God, the Word that came to us, the Word that said, get up and go to Trinity, the Word that said, this is where you should be, the Word that said, I feel like I belong here, the Word that said, this is what God is doing in my life. and we respond to it, right? But that's the seed that gets planted in this soil. And at Hartford City Church, we're like, this is what we're planting. And we had a verse. In fact, in church planting, you're supposed to come up with a seed verse. There's the image again. So we had a verse that became our seed that we planted in the soil. And the verse was found in Isaiah again, but this time in chapter 61. And in Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 4, I want you to listen again to the seed verse that God gave us for Hartford City Church. The prophet Isaiah said, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor." Because if it's not good news there, it's not good news anywhere. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who grieve in Zion. Some other place, in some other town, and we sit right in here, God.
Right.
We need something right here, because I can't go to church anymore and not experience you and not feel you and not know that it's real. And that, man, if it's not real here, then we're going to quit. Because we want God's presence to be felt, to be touched, to know that we've met with God in this place. That's important. We want to feel it in our soul and in our heart. And we want to know that God is here. And not just here, but God is among us. And God is moving through us. And God is with us every moment of every day. We want to experience the reality of God. People experiencing God's beautiful, beautiful restoration. It's beautiful. You know why it's beautiful? Because that's what God is doing. He's making all things new. He's creating a beauty in us that we might be a witness that says to the world, hey, there's something better. This is what it's going to be like. And a lot of people want to paint a picture of what's bad, right? A lot of people, I can paint you a picture. I don't even need to. I don't need that anymore. That's death. This is life. That's old. This is new. That's disgusting. This is beautiful. And I'm walking towards the beauty. Let us motivate with beauty, friends. Come on. When we're talking about beauty, we're talking about joy, too. I think, what if we motivated people more with beauty than we did with just what's wrong? Amen? I mean, what if we showed the beauty of what God was doing in another country so we could help them, instead of always finding the most horrible-looking person to do that, you know? I mean, when I look to even at the city of Hartford, I see the beauty. You know what I saw? I've seen that video several times. You know what I saw for the first time this time? That banner that says Hartford has it. And I think we're moving from an idea of what we don't have. Shake off all those identities, all those masks that you've been hiding behind. Invite the powerful presence of God to come in and reveal to us who we really are, and to restore us, and to give us beauty in a way that we can feel and know together with everyone else. That's what it means, friends, to be people experiencing God's beautiful restoration.
Amen.
That's the seed. That's the seed that God's planting. That's the seed God's planting here. The written, spoken, living Word of God that is good news for everyone, everywhere, that God is renewing and restoring all things through Jesus Christ. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. Is that preach? Left preach? That's something that'll preach. All right, we got the seed down, right? We got the seed. You mean like sunflower seeds?
Yeah.
Amen. And some sunflower seeds. Try not to put the shells on the floor. They'll get mad at this point. But you can pass the sunflower seeds around. Amen. So, you know, just to keep you guys on your toes a little bit. We talked about the seed, all right? Now I've got another seed. Now we're going to talk about the soil. The soil. And as the seed comes, and I shouldn't give away all my seeds, praise the Lord. The seed comes, and you're trying to plant it, but I got some problems here, don't I? I got some problems with the soil. I got these thorns. And I really hate thorns. They just, oh, they bother me. I can try to get in here, but these thorns are going to choke things out. They're not going to be room for the seed, for the Word of God to grow, because they're going to start choking things out. And these are the cares of the world, Jesus said. These are things like materialism, wealth, These are things like partying, addictions, even careers, school, even our own activism. I mean, these are things that can crowd God out. These are things that can crowd. And we think maybe these things are good because look, it's got a little berry here. It's got a couple of leaves here. And we try to act like everything's fine. But the Word of God, the most powerful, most beautiful Word of God, the ones that get planted, can't get planted because there's stuff in the way. And sometimes what God does is he just works on us a little bit by little bit, amen? Sometimes that's how God works. So he comes and he says, you know what? You need to get rid of some of the stuff in your life. It's just in the way. So he'll come and he'll cut a little bit, all right? And he'll just do that. And we're like, all right. So we're clearing out some stuff here, okay? We're getting rid of some things. Maybe you're like, man, this addiction is just, that's just getting me. And God says, here, let me help prune that out of your life. You don't do that. Mm-hmm. Be honest, sometimes with relationships, you just got to cut them out. They're not healthy. They're hurting us. And here's the thing about being a guardian, about doing this together, is that your thorns affect me, amen? Turn to someone and say, your thorns affect me, because that's the truth. So I just think it's my life and the stuff I do, but the things I do are going to affect other people. And the junk in your life is, because we're a garden, right? We want to grow. So you may have, you know, I got like Krista's garden over here. Krista's got this beautiful garden, but I got these nasty thorns. It's like, she's like, I'm trying to grow here. And we need to understand that we affect each other and how we do it. And sometimes God just works like this, right? Sometimes God just takes these things out. The things in our life that choke out God. That's what the thorns are. The things in our life that choke out God. And he said, in addition to that, sometimes the devil comes along, right? And he just snatches the seed. He just takes it. And it doesn't even get a chance to go down. You know, and it's easy to snatch when there are things in our life that will choke out the growth of God and things in our life that will keep it from being planted. So sometimes God does that. And then sometimes God does this. And this is what some people are longing for. He says, all right, this has got to come out. And this has got to come out. And we need to clear space in your heart so that I can start doing some work. Amen. And that's what God does. Not only are there things in our life that choke out the seed, there's things that we believe. And these are the rocks. And I got bricks, you'll have to forgive me. I couldn't find a good enough rocks. But I can't, how can I get a seed past the rock? I can't, right? So if the thorns represent the things in our life that choke out God, the stones, the rocks, represent the beliefs we have in our heart that keep God's word out. It can be as simple as I don't believe in God. I don't need God. I don't want God. It's a hardness of our heart. It could be, you know what? I'm not going to forgive that person. I'm going to hold a grudge until I become bitter. I've got to protect myself. So the reason this is a brick is sometimes these rocks we make ourselves, we fashion them over a long period of time, and we put them in because we think that's what we need. I need a brick garden. And God says, I've got a word of beauty that I want to put in your life, and it can't even get in. Because your heart is so hard. Your heart is so hard. My word, my seed, my vision cannot get in. And it's these commitments we make. I won't get fooled again. I won't get hurt again. I'm not going to do that again. I'm going to become cold and hard. And I'm just going to take care of myself. And the beliefs that we have keep God's word from getting in to our life. From getting into it. But the seed that falls on the good soil, God says, is the seed that grows. What is the good soil? Well, it's the one where the thorns, the things that choke out God's word, are being removed. It's the one where the rocks, the beliefs that we have that keep us from God, they get taken out. And the reason we do this together is because sometimes I need help. Sometimes I'm like, yeah, I can't get this out. Can't get this out. So many people are not anywhere near God today, are not even sitting in this room today, because they've had a bad experience with religion that's caused them to believe something about God that's not true. Or they had someone they thought was a Christian, but she was really a thorn branch. And she presented God in a way that wasn't right. But we don't blame any of that because God says, it's okay, I can work with anything. I don't care how many thorns you got. I don't care how many bricks or stones you got. I can work with anything. And sometimes God will put on his gloves and deal with it directly. But sometimes God will say, I need help. Alyssa, I need help. Can you come? Help me. And by allowing Alyssa to speak into my life, she takes out that stone. And she helps you see that it's better. But this is the good soil. Right here. Amen. This is the good soil. This is it. This is what we're going to pray about this morning. Amen. We're going to pray about the good soil. Jesus said there's two things you need to know about the soil that's good. It's noble and it's good. See, that's the soil that produces growth. It's noble and it's good. What does he mean by noble? It's only translated in one other way. The word means honest. The word means honest. And this is a place, friends, the Hartford City Church, where you can be real and be honest. Because if we're going to develop relationship, if we're going to have roots of relationship that connect us to each other, we need to be honest. I need to be honest, you know, I need help. I need to be honest. These things, they're not working for me. They're keeping God. I need to get them out of my life. We need to be honest. It's been a long time since anything has grown in my life. We need to be honest. You know, what you're doing is hurting me. I'm not trying to blame you or put it on you, but we're in this together. Honestly. And the soil is good. God is good. He's not against us. God, that this seed you planted would grow. That this seed that you planted is called Hartford City Church would grow. God, would you help us to flourish? Lord God, would you protect us?